My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, does Davin scammer Belinda's family want a better life for her? Or do they want Davin to come to Ghana and club him like a baby seal? Listen and enjoy.
But what's really confusing me is how she's kind of being all lovey-dovey now, but she's also being very, like, I can be loyal. Okay, so she has, she places loyalty or fidelity in a relationship very high up there. Scamming, not a problem. But fidelity in a relationship, this is,
you know,
very
important. It is kind of weird how, if this is all nonsense, why this dude gives a crap if I'm loyal.
Yeah.
Hey, man, don't be a cock blocker.
Yeah. What do you think, Joe?
What I think is that she's having a little game, playing a little game, which she's putting
so
essentially
cynical.
what she likes into it. Mm. You know, no, if you kiss somebody else, I'd be jealous. You know, but you want to know something? I'm trying to scam you out of money, so I really could care less. But not for nothing, if you ask me.
Do we think I'm talking to the dude or the girl?
Right now, I think you're talking to a girl.
I think I'm talking to the girl.
Yeah.
I think you're talking to the girl too.
Yeah.
See, here's the interesting thing. Because it sounds like a girl, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But we've known this chick. I get, maybe when it's time for business, she can't think on her own. But, I mean, twice now, we've heard this girl really can't have a conversation about our future or anything without the guy feeding her lines. But this certainly does sound feel like a woman's touch.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Especially the way she rattled off the things for a wedding so quickly.
Well, I mean, a guy would know that, too.
I guess a guy would know that.
I guess.
But, I mean, I don't know. There's something about the way her tone, the way that she talks to you. It seems like a female.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. It's just weird.
It didn't always. In the
early days, we
were definitely going, is this
there's
a guy?
There's definitely been more of a business sense.
Yeah.
Like when she was going to kick my ass for taking crap from my wife.
Yes!
That was
yes.
A dude.
It was like, don't be a pussy, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Man,
I was like, wow. Yeah, girl was set. Damn.
My chick's telling me the rules.
Yeah. I know. It was pretty funny.
It does feel like a girl. You know what? At this point, I think they want me to marry this chick. That they want me to marry this chick.
Yeah.
Now, I think they want me to marry. Here's what I think. They've deduced after all these months talking to me that even though I have all these social issues, I care about, you know, personal problems. I care about this girl.
Yeah.
And I would be good to her.
Right.
I do have money.
Yeah.
I am talented. They've seen the porn I can write. They think I'm funny, so they assume I'm a good comedian and everything. They go, you know what? Send her. Then he can keep funneling back money for the family. Everybody's okay. She's going to have a good life. Let's do that. We've revealed who she is.
Right.
With the real Facebook page, or real pictures, I should say.
Yeah, and it could be a win-win.
Well, why do they want you to go there?
Well, because I got to meet the family.
Yeah.
It seems to her that she wants you to stay there.
No, she's willing to come to the U.S.
Yeah, but she'd prefer that you stayed
prefer
there.
Prefer to stay
well,
there.
Well, anybody would.
To stay in their own home country.
Of course.
But you can't make and earn.
Well, that's
and
what I said.
Money there.
And that's when she said, all right, I'd be coming to the States.
Yeah, yeah.
And she wants to just go back on the holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a legitimate conversation.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, it's, you know, it sounds really, I mean, in some ways, I don't want to throw my brother under the bus here, but it sounds a lot like his relationship with his wife. Because she's from El Salvador.
Right.
And so, I mean, she had come here, so there wasn't a question of him going in to live there forever. But it pretty much became she lived with him, you know, and then they got married. And money was going back to the family in El Salvador. They would go and visit, you know, a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, it's legitimate.
In the country. I mean, it's like, it's the way a relationship with someone from a faraway land goes.
Now, what do you take of that moment, that part where I called her Ishmael, and they're like, hold on a minute.
That was great.
Do you think they got the girl, or do you think they got the guy?
Yeah,
or?
I think you'd been talking to her the whole time.
I think you'd be talking to her.
Yeah.
Call her in a coffin.
So, all right. So, this is where we are.
Tom says, when they said they wanted to have you for dinner, they meant you're the dinner.
We're calling them cannibals now?
You're a sick man, Tom.
That is weird, the way that, I don't know if that's our, you guys hear through your headphones, right? Well, not it's not going on right now.
But no, it sounds like something like chips are being dropped or something like
that. Yeah, I don't know if it's my computer, which is not good, or the mixer, which is not good. Of the two things, it's better if it's the mixer.
Mm.
That's less expensive.
Yes. Tom says they like to eat kosher, too.
Who doesn't? Look at that running knish.
Mmm, tasty. Give me some mustard. I'm all over it.
Well, I mean, I think we got some things to think about.
Yeah, we do.
I think we all still believe I'm talking to a girl.
Yeah, right now you are.
I think we're thinking that this is no longer just about money.
No,
it's about money, but it's not.
It's about money.
It's not just right now. It's just about me sending money.
No, it's about a completely different thing.
It changed the dynamic of it.
Which blew me away.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, I'm sure that it is blowing away other people in the scam buster community. That not only are you video chatting with this person, which they haven't seen done before, but now you're talking about marriage.
Well, I mean, they do that. I mean, they do that, and they lure them over there and they kill them and rape
them. Yeah,
but this feels a little different.
But yeah, but in my condition, I think that I.
But well, they will kill you and rape you.
But this does feel different just because of the video chat and everything. Because if that's all you're going to, unless you're just doing that to lure, I'm no good to you, dead. It's bad business for me.
Well,
to be
were these
dead.
People good to them, dead?
No,
right.
It's not.
So,
no.
What was the logic behind that?
I don't know.
There you go.
I mean, like, it could be the same thing. It could.
Tom's still working on his food theory. Ishmael, pass the mugu. I like that.
I know you did. That's why you repeated it.
Yes. Yes.
And now everybody else listening can determine whether how funny that was.
Yes.
And no, it'd be mugu.
Mugu?
It'd be mugu. Because I'm a mugu who's a Jew. It'd be mugu.
Yes. Well, it's kosher.
All right.
I go over your scores from the game again.
Yeah. I wasn't scored. Thank
about
goodness.
Something.
I think we've updated the story. She does no longer want to be having gay sex.
Yeah,
she's consistent about that. She's been consistent about no gay sex.
Well, and I think she had the line of that. Well, then I think you were gay.
Oh,
I know.
It was just so matter of fact. What if I gay? Yeah, gay. Okay, let's move
on. It's a gay. All right.
Funny.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.